USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thursday night, President Trump is holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in the battleground state of Ohio. Earlier on Thursday, President Trump says the death of 176 people in a plane crash in Iran may have been a mistake, although U.S. intelligence officials say it is likely that the Ukrainian airplane was brought down by Iran's anti-missile system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is remaining coy regarding sending two articles of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, says now is the time to act.
So what I would suggest we do, if we have to and hope we don't, is it deem the articles delivered upon passage, set a date certain for the trial, give the House notice we're going to start the trial this date.
Republicans in the Senate are indicating that a Senate trial is expected to begin next week. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fewer Americans were seeking unemployment benefits last week, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says 214,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down 9,000 from the previous week. And that previous week's total was revised up from 222,000 to 223,000, the largest claim increases seen in New Jersey, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Largest decreases in claims in California, Texas, and Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the authority to continue holding articles of impeachment against President Trump.
And she has the gall to say she wants to determine what happens in the Senate? Maybe she's more concerned that her case is so weak.
McCarthy speaking at his weekly press conference on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If there was ever a time to up your fitness game, the arrival of a new year and a new decade is it. But after the allure of a new gym membership wears off, our sedentary habits usually creep back into our lives. Now, health psychologist and author Kelly McGonnell tells CBS This Morning it doesn't have to be this way and explains how the benefits of moving help your life.
So this really works in two ways. One, we know that when you're active, when you get your heart rate up, when you use your muscles, it changes your brain chemistry in a way that makes you more hopeful and optimistic and better able to connect with others. For me, I experience it as making me braver and better able to handle stress.
Braver? How?
Yeah, well, you know, so my natural temperament is super anxious. But when I work out, I find that I can actually handle challenges is better. I just feel like I can take on the world.
A popular TV show is calling it quits. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
ABC has announced the comedy Modern Family will air its series finale after 11 seasons on April 8th. The series, following the extended Pritchett Dunphy clan, was an immediate sensation when it debuted in 2009. Modern Family holds the record with Frasier of 5 consecutive Emmy Awards as television's best comedy. According to ABC, at this time, there are no spin-offs planned involving any of the members of the large cast.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.